Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
More than they did last year, about $1,100 per person. Men, he says, actually spend more on Christmas gifts than do women.
I would think that online purchases have changed that whole equation.
Yeah, up another 13% this season, they expect.
I've thought of some things, and I guess I should go and look at them and get them, because, I don't have a lot of people to buy for. Actually, one. But
well, you can buy for me if you really want something else to buy.
No, everything's good. Everything's good.
Oh, okay.
I have resorted to cash because it's always the right color, right?
Green.
Sometimes not the right size. It can be a little bit small.
Well, they're all the same size.
Do you ever watch, I meant denomination.
Yeah, I know.
Have you ever been outside doing something and then you see the Amazon truck pull up or FedEx or UPS or what have you, even USPS?
DHL. Yeah, USPS. Yeah.
And they go to your neighbor and they stop in front of your house and you think, oh, let's see what this is. So and then they go to your neighbor's house and you feel disappointed even though you hadn't ordered anything.
Well, you thought maybe just someone was sending you something.
Yeah. Exactly. You think that, well, maybe it's not for me. They're going across the street.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dave, we'll keep watching.
Been there, done that.
Huh?
Been there, done that.
Yeah, keep watching for the Amazon truck. I ordered something for you.
Oh, did you? You're
no.
Lying, man.
Yeah, I am. Dr. Benjamin Springate joins us right now. Dave, you know, we're not having daylight savings time anymore.
Saving.
Well, whatever. Dr. Benjamin Springate, LSU Health Chief of Community and Population Medicine. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
First of all, I would like to ask you, our news director, Dave Cohen, gets extremely violently angry if you call it daylight savings time instead of daylight saving time. Is there anything you can do for him?
Deep breathing can often help reduce anxiety.
Because last week, if you listen to the tape, he threatened physical violence.
No, you said
you were going to kick my A.
I did not say that.
Oh, check the tape. We'll play it later.
You said
anyway,
I was going to punch you in the face.
Go breathe deeply.
All right.
Dr. Benjamin Springate, tell me about how hard it is for people to adapt. It seems like it's just 1 hour, get over it. But it's a lot more than that, is it not?
Well, one of the challenges that we have in the United States is that people are chronically having difficulty sleeping. Many, many people have trouble sleeping every single night of the year. And so if you throw in an additional change, an hour forward in the spring, an hour back in the fall, that throws people off even further. And so this really, kind of snowballs for them. And some people really do have a difficult time adapting.
Let's start with the people that don't have a hard time sleeping, that they normally sleep very well. Dave Cohen, as a matter of fact, just now said that he had a problem because he couldn't go to sleep last night. He knew it was time for him to go to sleep, given the fact that we all get up here so early in the morning, but he just couldn't force himself to do it, or you can't force yourself to go to sleep. For people that normally sleep well, but they struggle with this week, is it kind of like jet lag when you go somewhere, it's just going to take time to fix it? Or are there some things you can do to lessen the impact on you?
For many people, it is basically like jet lag. It may take a little bit of time, a few days to a week, to overcome the change. But there are some things that can be useful this week as well as every week that many people might benefit from. So, for example, trying not to drink too much alcohol within the couple hours before bed. That makes a big difference. Some people like to exercise in the evening, but exercise can definitely throw off our rhythms as far as sleep. So that's something also to consider. Avoiding caffeine 6 hours in advance can make a big difference as well. So some of the things that are useful every day of the year can be particularly useful with these time shifts.
So for people that have a hard time sleeping, and by the way, if you all have any questions about any kind of sleep disorder, any kind of problems you have sleeping at night, if you text them to 870-870, I'll be glad to pass them along to Dr. Benjamin Springate. So, Doctor, one thing I hear a lot is people have a hard time sleeping. And I know I get up at 3 in the morning. Sometimes I go to bed late, and I get this thing in my head where I got to sleep fast. I know it sounds stupid, but you feel like you got to go to sleep as quickly as you can. And when I do that, there's no way I'm going to fall asleep.
I think, you know, a lot of times if we get, you know, particularly focused on, all right, I have to go to sleep, it sort of represents a high anxiety state. And that itself can help keep us awake. So that can be a challenge for sure.
I've heard things as it relates to daylight saving time, or I guess I should call it central time, the return, as far as special lights, special this, special that. Do you really need any equipment?
I don't think so. Most people don't require anything for daylight savings time as far as, you know, equipment or medication or pursuing, you know, anything that requires an extra expenditure out of the pocketbook. Most of it is a matter of just trying to get used to the new rhythm and trying to take small steps such as, you know, things like reducing caffeine, reducing alcohol intake before bed, trying not to use devices in the bed like you know, mobile phones or computers, or try not to watch TV when you're going to sleep. These things all contribute to healthier sleep.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. We're talking about the return to Central Standard Time. And I'd love to hear your story or your comment or your question at 260-1870 or text at 870-870 about adjusting to daylight saving time or the absence of it when we go back to Central Standard Time. And if you have a story about some of the things that have happened to you, I'd love to entertain it. Maybe the doctor can help you with it. 260-1870 or text it to 870-870. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is asking you, do you have a preference? I know a lot of people say just leave it one way or the other. As it stands now, your choices are Standard Time or Daylight Saving Time. The results, 72% are saying daylight saving time, which, if you think about the whole thing, is kind of counterintuitive because we go back to regular time when we need the afternoon sunlight the most. We'll be back. Tommy Tucker, WWL. No Saints game over the weekend, no LSU game over the weekend, but we're counting down to a huge LSU game. And a big Saints game, too, as far as the season goes. So today you can, in fact, second-guess with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert and Mike Dettillier live from the Silver Slipper Casino, as Mike would say it. That's on the beach in Hancock County, Mississippi, featuring the Rouse's Markets Coaches Show. Get ready at 6:30. You'll hear from Saints head coach Sean Payton and quarterbacks coach Joe Lombardi. Black and gold are fresh off a bye. What's the Saints' biggest challenge in the second half? And is this the year LSU snaps an 8-year drought against Alabama? Then, of course, Monday Night Football, Cowboys at the Giants, an interdivisional game. And that's on your home of the Saints, LSU, and the NFL, WWL. So, some of the texts that are coming in here. Dr. Benjamin Springate, our guest, LSU Health Chief of Community and Population Medicine. As I mentioned before the break, our Blue Runner Gumbo Opinion Poll is asking you, do you prefer Standard Time or Daylight Saving Time? As it stands now, I guess it'd be about 2/3 are saying Standard Time, and somebody, Daylight Saving Time, rather, and somebody texted in, Doctor, and says, I don't care what time we're on, just as long as it stays the same all year. And I read that text because really, I mean, maybe it's not, but it seems to me kind of silly to think that this could affect you for 6 months, can it?
Most people do not have effects for 6 months. Usually the effects are really, you know, the first couple of days, maybe the first week. But I think probably people get annoyed with the fact that they have to pay attention to the change, or, you know, that there are these changes in their schedules, and many people would just prefer to do without probably.
Somebody texted in and said, why is it that they can put a time in their mind, and then in parentheses, they said like Kramer on Seinfeld, in their mental clock and automatically wake up at that time? Is that something in your subconscious?
I think that a lot of times our body gets used to specific rhythms, and so And because we are, people who are really well attuned with our cycles, some of us, we can put a time in. We might say to ourselves, I know I have to get up at 6 o'clock, or I know I have to get up at 5 o'clock. And because we're really paying attention to that, some people really can just wake up without having to put on an alarm clock.
It seems like we always talk at this time of year, particularly as we head into the shorter days. And by the way, I might say parenthetically, those of you that have never been to Northern Europe don't realize in Ireland the sun comes up, I guess about 8:30 and goes down maybe around 4:30. So their daylight is really limited. But as it relates to the wintertime, less daylight, seasonal affective disorder we've heard a lot about, and does daylight saving time have more of an impact on people who work super early, 9-to-5ers, late night workers, et cetera?
Well, we know definitely that there those people who have shift work at night, for example, already have health concerns that can emerge as a result of the sleep schedules that they maintain. And then having this additional hour shift thrown on top of it can make a difference for some people. There have been some studies which suggest that people might be more likely to, for example, have a car accident or an accident at work following these shifts. So, these types of things can potentially have an impact on how people feel, as well as some potential risk for an accident.
Somebody text this in. I hope they're not pulling our leg and they're serious, but it seems pretty simple. But then again, maybe not. No matter what time I go to bed, I always... Wait, wrong text. My wife drinks iced tea all day long, well into the night. She had trouble sleeping and especially falling asleep. Could there conceivably be a connection between the two? Is she in a state of denial when I try to tell her to knock off the tea?
Certainly caffeine, including in tea, can make a big difference in terms of how people sleep. So we really try to encourage people who are having challenge with sleeping to cut off any caffeine sources up to 6 hours before you want to fall asleep, just to minimize the impact that caffeine can have.
Somebody else texted in and said, I travel back and forth between the continents every week for work. Is there any way to minimize the jet lag that I constantly feel?
Some people find that trying to use over-the-counter supplements can be helpful, but melatonin, for example, might be one that some people find helpful if they travel a lot, if they're experiencing jet lag frequently. And some people will go to sleep specialists to try to discuss this and see if there might be medication or other assistance. But it's a real challenge. If you are shifting time zones so frequently, that's a hard one, and one that many people struggle with who do have to maintain that lifestyle.
Another text that pops up here, could you please ask the doctor about the effects of Ambien and other sleep aids?
Many of those sleep aids, while they can be effective in very limited circumstances, also have some potential risks and side effects associated with them. Many of them carry warnings or precautionary notices in the fine print that indicate that someone can be at risk for a car accident the next morning, for example, if they take these medications. So it's important to, pay attention to the risks in addition to the potential benefit, and to talk that over with one's physician and make sure all questions are answered.
I had a hard time, and a doctor prescribed Ambien, and I tried it one night, and after dropping my daughter off at Ursulina School here and then driving back to a suburban area, I just couldn't stay awake, and I was weaving all over the road to the point that a woman followed me to my driveway and said she was calling the police because I was driving drunk. And while I wasn't, the effects can almost be worse, can they not?
Certainly, they can have a really strong effect on our ability to stay awake and to operate machinery. And so that's where those warnings come out and those labels on some of the medications. And so it really is something to be very cautious about, and to only use very sparingly and to the least number of times and the lowest dose possible.
Is there any way you can take those things, whatever it happens to be, to help you get to sleep on a regular basis and not get addicted to them?
Some medications can have the benefits associated with potentially supporting sleep without addiction, but some of them are, in fact, medications that can put one at risk of addiction. So it's definitely important to try to, always use the lowest effective dose, the shortest possible duration, and to make sure that you're constantly reviewing with your doctor what are the potential benefits as well as risks associated with them.
I have a friend that's an orthopedist, and she tells me that people often go in and ask about things completely unrelated to the orthopedic practice of medicine about rashes, this, that, and the other thing. And somebody texted this in, and I don't know if this is something you could comment on or are you familiar with or not, but they're asking about restless leg syndrome.
Yeah, it's, you know, restless leg syndrome is something that, that can affect people, that, that they leads to, you know, contributes to poor sleep and can be a real challenge. Fortunately, now there are a number of centers that have, for people who struggle with that, that have sleep specialists who can be really supportive. Going to your orthopedist for that may not be, you know, in your best interest or what the orthopedist is hoping to treat you for. Right. But
she just tells me that, and I'm sure you've been through it as well, where people figure, well, you're a doctor, you know everything.
Well, I think it's something that, you know, people try to learn as much as they can, but there are always there's always a lot more one can learn. And I think in the context of, you know, that's one of the good things about the healthcare system today is that there are specialists as well as generalists who can support you for different types of things. And, you know, if someone's going into an orthopedist, maybe focus on the bones and the joints.
Probably be the thing to do. Don't try to get a 2-for-1 deal while you're there. What is, and I'll ask you this, what is restless leg syndrome? I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
Well, you know, it's a syndrome in which people frequently can have movement associated with their limbs that can be really disruptive to their sleep. And, you know, it's one in which increasingly, you know, people will seek to get care from a doctor for that. It produces a really unpleasant feeling in the legs. It improves with moving them. Some people feel an aching or a tingling. It can be really associated with low energy and with fatigue as a result of feeling this. And so if someone is experiencing those kinds of symptoms, it's probably worthwhile to take advantage of the opportunity, go in and see your primary care doctor and discuss this, see whether or not there might be something that might be able to be helpful to you, or, you know, maybe even see a sleep specialist.
So in terms of, before we let you go, sleep specialist, sleep apnea, I get a lot of text on that. I've gotten a lot of text on that since we've been on. For people that don't know what that is, can you give us maybe a brief explanation, and then how do you get tested for it, and what happens from there?
Sure. Sleep apnea is a condition, you know, that can lead to periodic cessation or stopping of breathing during the night. And so sometimes it can be associated with people who snore quite a lot, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. Their significant other or a sleeping partner might notice, hey, you know, you stopped sleeping for 15 seconds, 30 seconds, 45 seconds during the night. And if someone notices that, or if you're finding that you're waking up and feeling just exhausted after what is otherwise thought to be a full night's sleep, one can get tested. They do a breathing test overnight to sort of assess whether or not you continuously breathe, or are there pauses, which might be considered abnormal. And then there's the potential to get treatment for that as well. And so sleep apnea is definitely a condition worth watching out for if you are experiencing those symptoms.
I told you it was only one more question, doctor, but I'll admit it, I lied, because something else pops up here that I think is a very good question. And it says, I have sleep apnea. Should I worry about naps? Do I always have to have the machine on when I'm taking a nap?
I think in general, if it's anticipated to be a prolonged nap, it's probably helpful to try to have the machine if possible. If you are someone who has continuous positive airway pressure or CPAP machine that your doctor has prescribed, you know, if you're someone who can take a 10-minute nap while you're between appointments or something like that, and there's no way for you to have that machine available to you, then, you know, you probably have to go with what's practical at the time. But certainly if you're someone who takes prolonged naps on a regular basis, then using the CPAP machine might not be a bad idea.
I read one time that Albert Einstein would sit down with a spoon in his hand and a pie plate beneath him, and as soon as he fell asleep enough for the spoon to hit the pie plate, yeah, I don't know if it's true or not, but it's a hell of a story. It would wake him up, and that would be enough to refresh him. Are there an ideal amount of time for a nap, or is it all based on individuals?
Well, you know, have been some studies of napping which suggest that having a brief nap during the day, even, you know, as brief as 15 or 20 minutes, can do a lot of really positive things for people. It can improve their productivity at work. It can leave them feeling refreshed. It can reduce their sense of fatigue. So brief naps can be really helpful. Sometimes people end up taking naps for a couple hours on a regular basis, and that might be indicative of a a larger scale problem, potentially, you know, something that might be contributing to fatigue that might need to be addressed in terms of their health. But brief naps really do have a lot of benefits, and a number of societies around the world actually encourage that.
Thank you, Doc. I appreciate your time. Dr. Benjamin Springate, LSU Health Chief of Community and Population Medicine. I hope we helped you take the first steps toward adjusting to daylight saving time going away and standard time being here. Our Blue Runner.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.